You're listening to Fakeologist's Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Microphone activated. Begin how?
The dogs begin to bark. And the hounds begin to howl.
Thank you. Tony Mann. Foster Sand in Surrey. I wanted to tell you, when we were all kids, we drove up to the north of England and we saw one of our childhood heroes, and we're very pleased to have him on his show tonight. Would you welcome, please, John Lee Hooker.
Thank Lee Hooker, Rolling Stones, Eric Clapton, 1989.
Coming up next, the Rolling Stones in...
Okay, so fakeologist.com, if Ab wants to come into the room, crack out a tune if you want one, or just have a chit-chat back and forward. I'll just go quiet.
Channel switched.
It looks like Ab's got some requests. He can't be far away. But that John Lee Hooker, and Eric Clapton and Rolling Stones was going out for Felix from last week. And fakeologist.com. I think this is a request for Ab. Ray Charles, here we go.
All right. Watch your face. 1, 2, 3, and... It's all right to put your hands together.
Yeah. that myself.
Oh,
you know when Jesus washed, oh, when he washed everybody was, when he washed all my trouble away. Yeah. Y'all see me talking to you. Oh, happy days.
Voices of Jubilation.
Hey, hi, Charles. How good was that? Yeah. A little bit of gospel. I don't mind gospel music. I don't mind religion. I don't mind a bit of spirituality. I don't mind anything. It swells down my throat. I don't like it. But we can talk fakeology when Ab gets here, and he can't be too far away. But he did request that. And what did I play before? Song for Felix, the old bumper dumper dump bumper dumper 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 dump. So that won't be too far away, so okay.
Microphone activated.
Yeah, so until Ab gets here, out for a laugh, I've got something taped, and I bet no one in England got it, because the BBC have never repeated this TV show. It's called The Goodies. It was a show for sort of children and adults. And sort of teenagers and all those in between. But here we go. Here's the ecclesiastical rugby union. The audio is terrible. Let's see if it comes through okay. Until Ab gets here.
Best times, Cardiff, Clannadry.
Oh, I'm sorry, we're strictly Church of England.
Well, that don't seem not. When it comes to religions, we're the best, aren't we, Wales?
Yes. We are the champions!
Alright! Go on, prove it!
And what a fine day's rugby we've had. Now this morning, teams of 16 different religious persuasions went into the hat, and this is how they were drawn for the first round. Now, you can see the Welsh Druids there getting a fairly easy first-round tie against the Latter-day Adventists. And the prospect of an excellent scrap between the Takers and a team of Derek Nimmo's. But the game we kicked off with was a real ding-dong between the Methodists and the Archbishops. And this is the first meeting between these two teams, the Methodists and the Archbishops. And those of you with black and white, the Methodists, of course, in the dark strip. And as you can see, the referee and the two trust judges all three very experienced in this particular brand of rugby and making sure that there'll be no advantage by one side over the other. Methodist then from right to left. Right down into the Church of England 25. Good return up towards the halfway line. Well taken there. This counter-attack from the Church of England, and here's an opening. I don't think people expected this this early, and a fine shot from the Church of England. And that's their first conversion today. But the Methodists always great to come back. A little unecclesiastical ploy there. But the Church come back fighting. From the river end, and once again, it looks as though the Church of England are going to do it, yes? Well done, Your Grace. And that was another conversion by the Church of England, and they ran out winners by 25 points to 3. Now, as expected, the Druids won easily, as did the Festival of Light, with some fine scrummaging from their pack, consisting of Cliff Richard, Lord Longford, and Mary Whitehouse as their hooker. Sensation. The Mohammedans were disqualified. They apparently insisted on playing towards Mecca and refused to change ends at half time. Anyway, on to the second round. A real rough house here. The Sisters of Mercy met Greek Orthodox, and I'm afraid there wasn't much mercy shown here. And here it's the Greeks from left to... Well, it's the nuns and the Greeks, and here's the lineup. Now, watch this. This really was rather nasty. Bad start this game. Let's watch the excellent game here, and you'll see. Now, watch Archbishop Michaelopoulos there. You see, the elbow does go in, and there was retaliation. All right, then, back to the action, and the nuns now really on the tack. Fine jinking by the ladies, and this is great Sevens rugby, and this surely must lead to a sending off. Yes, absolutely. This just won't do, and off he must go. Well, it was 9-3 to the Sisters of Mercy, and they went into the semi-finals even though they played a man in the previous round. Now, I'm afraid that they were no match for the Welsh Druids, but still, with the second round, we also had the Festival of Light putting up a hell of a fight against the Nastotian monks. And it's Longford now, down the middle, up to the halfway line, the ball and the ruck, second phase now, and who's it going to? It's Mary. Mary Watson going through, and not a monk can put a hand on her. There's no opposition can stand up behind this move. Absolutely magnificent, and she's got a score. She's got a score under the post. A fine try there for Mary Whitehouse, and she finally deserves the cheers the crowd are giving her. Great stuff, Mary, and I don't think Longford really deserved what she gave him. But there it is. That's the way it goes. Brother Ignatius now, a fine counterattack. Oh, stiff arm tackle, and I'm afraid that Brother Ignatius is going to break his vows of silence. Well, that must be a sending off, but there it is. We have to abide by the laws.
So I'm afraid that meant automatic suspension for Mary from the semi-final, and I'm afraid the Festival of Light were well beaten, which left us with a final of Welsh Druids versus the Catholics.
And this is the moment we've all been waiting for. Once again, if you're not watching in colour, of course, the Catholics, whom you see now on your screen in the dark strip, obviously very keen for this final, but the Druids, of course, playing on their own ground and obviously looking very keen indeed. Now, this, of course, will be slightly longer, 14 minutes, and it's the Catholics then playing from left to right, but the Druids on their own ground, going through, and yes, it are. Post, no trouble. Of course, the Catholics had a lot of supporters there.
And here we are. Here we go. I think we've got the man. How are you doing, Ab?
Good morning.
Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning. Is this the Fakeologist Puppet Show?
It could be the Fakeologist Puppet Show. I was just playing a little bit of a hot to find audio from 1973. I managed to scrabble up, and I thought I'd just play it just for a laugh. How are you doing, my sunshine?
All right. How are you, my Newcastle newbie?
Yeah, not too bad. Well, I'm not a newbie. I've been here for 4 years.
I kept trying to figure out a word that began with an N. Sorry, that's just,
you're right.
That's all that came to mind. My nubile Newcastle.
We could have been a Nancy. Could have been a Nancy or a. Something nuanced?
Nuanced, yeah. I don't know. What it is. How are you, Ben?
I don't have much to say. I don't have. Just go, Ab.
never been accused of being a man of few words.
Well, no. I mean, what's the point of being on radio if you are?
Yeah, can you imagine just coming in and playing dead air for half an hour? You'd be removed in 30 seconds.
Yeah. Well, yeah, radio. I played your Ray Charles tune, and I played.
Oh, you already played it. I knew you were going to play it before I got here.
What's that? Go again.
I said I knew you'd play it before I got here.
Well, you put two in there, so there's a second one.
Well, the second one is the whole show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fine. All right. Well, yeah. I'll have to play it another day.
Wait till we get to that. How's your 2 weeks been? And I didn't have a whole lot to say, but
you have nothing to say. Let's just close up.
Been quiet last 2 weeks.
Let's close up shop then if we have nothing to say. Hey, there's nothing happening. Nothing happening in the world at all.
Well, I don't know if you've been watching the freak show that's going on downstairs where you are.
I live in the media center of the world right here. Unless I close my eyes and plug my ears and bury myself in the sand, there's almost no way to avoid any of the media and just people around you that reflect the media back at you.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, a few of them. Well, you know, I think the biggest thing is I'm making a little bit of progress with my mother. My mother is, I'm sure she'll never listen to this podcast. She hardly ever listens to the recommended links. I give her the most sanitized links I can think of that deal with 9/11. As we know, that's the biggest military media psyop of our time. Mm-hmm. So I'm just nudging her over to at least considering and listening. And she's a woman and she's a septuagenarian, so I can't expect to make any great headway in someone who's been consuming the media for that long. It'd be very difficult. But she's a woman that stopped smoking about 20 years ago, and she doesn't like to talk about it. She's just a very private, quiet person, but she has made some dramatic changes, I would say, in her life. So wouldn't it be funny if the last major change I could influence her on was how to look at the media? Because she's fully
engaged. Would you want to sort of upset her at that time of life?
She's already.
Who knows? She might live to 100, so that she might have 30 more years.
She's already very upset at me and my research. She thinks I've flipped. So it's been 4 years since I've been looking into this. So I think that she realizes I'm not going to change back. I'm not going to revert. Now
you could. You couldn't do it. You couldn't.
No, probably not. So now she's reluctantly looking because she thinks, well, if I ever want to speak to this guy again for any length of time without conflicting, I better just check out what he's doing. So we're making very small baby steps, to be honest with you. I gave her the hoi polloi interview, the one that he did on public radio, which was, I think, very calmly done. Boy is a very calm speaker. I think he laid it out quite well. And he interlaced your favorite musician, Simon Shack, into the audio. That was the KFAI podcast.
Should we play a little bit of that now? I don't know.
Yeah, you can cue it up. Play a bit of the entry. And just we can just, you and I, maybe we should discuss on the program today what audios we could introduce to people, what videos we could introduce. I'm almost hesitant to introduce September Clues because it doesn't explain exactly what we know. It leaves people quite confused, actually. But maybe an audio. My mother is an audiophile. She's the one that has the radio on every morning. And I listen to CBC, which is your ABC, which is London's BBC. Every morning that came into the house. And we listened and listened and listened every morning she listened after I went to school, probably. So she listened many hours a day. And she is familiar with audio. What can we give to her that's not too harsh, not too much of a culture shock? Because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about culture shock, aren't we?
Yeah. I'm just trying to cue this up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's good stuff. There's some comments there, too. And Hoy's actually commented, too. He's actually...
Yeah, I screwed up on the audio. I'm having a feed issue on my side.
Okay.
I can't figure it out. Calling all feed doctors, feed medics. For some reason, the audio file in the fakeologist feed is not going through. So you got to download the damn thing manually. I'm very frustrated at this point. I can't get the audios to come through on my phone now automatically. I have to do everything manually. I don't know what happened to my feed. It happened at the end of August. Something happened. Now, I probably did something, and I just don't know what I did. You know, I'm always fussing with the site.
Oh, yeah, fuss with it. That's all right. These aren't playing right. I think it might be because me and you are chatting away. Like, if you listen to, let me just switch it over here, because it could be because my wife's on the same.
What are you waiting for now?
This is my friend is musician Simon Schaff, the researcher and author of the September Clues documentary. Let's look at the scientific...
It's stuttering because the data is not coming through clearly or efficiently.
I'll cue it up.
You might have to download a copy of it to your computer and then play it off your computer, not off the internet.
Yeah, all right. But if I do that too, that's gonna crunch the bandwidth. So,
what kind of bandwidth do you have there?
Pretty good, actually. We should be on, 1,000 kilobits a second? Like high speed.
How many up, how many down?
Oh, God. How much up, how much down? He wants numbers. What do we got? I think we got 1,000, 2,000 down and, 512 up.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a slow connection. That's a 10-year-old connection. In my part of the woods, yeah.
Well, the audio is still working, okay? You can hear me right?
Well, you're on the bare minimum that's required, I believe.
Pay $100 a month for that.
That's too much. I pay $70 a month for 50 down and 10 up.
I've got to get it sorted, eh?
Yeah, you better... you on the main carrier? Maybe you get a reseller. Resellers tend to be more flexible with their plans and prices.
Okay.
Check it out, buddy. It's the internet. The internet is the connectivity of our lives. If you have any spare money, you should put it in your connection. I've cut off my cable. I've cut off my home phone. I only have one wire coming in now, and I pay a lot for it as well. $70 a month is a lot to me. Probably more than Americans pay, but I'm not sure.
And if anyone wants to buy anything, you got to buy it through Amazon through you, right?
Yeah, you have to go to the Amazon site. And since we're speaking about money, you must buy through me. The links are on the side. We've got the United States link, the Canadian link, and the UK link. They're all there.
Yep.
And I know it kind of makes the site look trashy, but that's okay.
But not to me. The way you went back to the old look looks way better. And a few ads. It doesn't concern me because you're here for the right reasons. Four years. All right, you put a few ads there now.
Well, every now and then I do put an ad link to anything I'm talking about that has a pay point on Amazon. And it does support the site. It supports me.
Yep.
And there is direct support, of course. And I have one guy named Curious who I put his name up on the sidebar there. He has donated many times. Mucho gratis.
Really?
Usually,
Curious.
Yes, he has.
All right. Big shout out to Curious.
Yes.
And he had
posted
a few
times.
Tune.
I know, Curious. Drop a link. I don't know if he's ever in the Fakeologist chat. But thank you, Curious. I appreciate that. And you know what I usually do? I usually pay any donations forward.
Oh.
So I pay it for, we call that paying it forward. So I'll usually bump that over to Chris Kendall or a Simon Shack, people I think that are not.
Absolutely.
Fully employed.
Yep.
I'll bump it to them or a portion thereof, and I pay it forward.
Oh, let's play a song for Curious. What do you think he'd like? I liked what you. I know it didn't come through. Two or three weeks back, I played a song called "Illegal Alien."
Yeah, and, Illegal Alien. And, Phil Collins.
I love the song. The fact that it's gone. It's no fun. Being a legal alien.
Yeah, I know.
He's rhymed fun with un.
Yeah, alien. I know. He took rhyming liberties.
He did take rhyming liberties. Should we play that again? I don't know. Should we play something else? I don't know.
Well, Phil Collins has so many great songs. Genesis.
Well, give me one. Give me one straight out
you know,
of
you, I wish you would,
In the Air Tonight. In the Air Tonight?
You, Oh, I'm so fed up with that song, though. But
okay.
Yep. If you read the list of his songs just quickly, I could tell you one I like that's worth playing.
All right.
Just bang off the list.
I'll do that. Okay.
Just Google Genesis hits, and I can.
Genesis hits. All right. Okay.
I don't listen to music anymore on the radio. Like, they're all out of my head right now, but they'll all come rushing back if you mention a name.
Yeah. Are you in the truck? Are you trucking around at the moment?
Yeah, I'm driving right now.
So. Yep, sure. Okay. All right. Top 10 Phil Collins Genesis. All right, here we go. We see if we can find one that sparks your. here we go. Okay. Abba Cab.
Oh, that's a good one. See, right off
you
the
like
bat.
That?
That's a long one though. Abba Cab is a long running song.
It's a long one. Okay. Tonight.
No,
Touch? Nope.
Oh, God.
Number 9. Nice. Number 8 is 11th Earl of Mar.
Don't know that one.
1977 from Wind and Wuthering. Peter Gabriel left Genesis. Oh, Peter Gabriel was with Genesis. There you go. How about that? Okay, so 7.
Why don't you play Peter Gabriel, Kate Bush, Don't Give Up. Great song.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
You like that one?
Whatever you want, man.
Yeah, play that one for a bit. Just give me, be back in 2 here.
Okay, man.
And we can pause the audio. Nobody flip the dead parts here.
No worries. See you. I'll see you on the flip side, okay? Here we go. Peter Gabriel, Don't Give Up. Psychologist.com. Peter Gabriel, Don't Give Up. Thanks, Ab. Featuring Kate Bush. Back in 6.
Don't give up.
Hug some beautiful women. I've hugged some beautiful women in my life. That's a 6 minute hug.
Isn't that lovely?
Absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Ab.
Oh, Kate Bush, you know, I have new respect for Kate Bush. I went through her catalog, including that kooky song, Babushka. But man, is
babushka.
What a super talent she is. I never liked her when I first went back in the day, but boy, I have so much respect for artists.
Absolutely.
I don't think she ever submitted
that
to the system.
In that song. That hug in that film clip. It was just beautiful.
6 minute hug. Yeah, I know.
Six minute hug. Yeah, you're right.
It is touching. I don't think the Illuminati ever got their paws into her. I'm not sure though.
Not Babushka. My favorite song of hers was obviously Wuthering Heights.
Yeah, yes, a good one. Yeah, she was a whack job of a singer and a person, I think. But man, what a super talent if you really can get into her music.
I'd love to have met her and just find out what's going on, what marbles are rolling around in her mind. But
I put her in the Sinead O'Connor category, just sort of off the wall.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, thank you.
Fantastic.
For that.
Well, wonderful. I'm glad you liked it. When you listen to music, so many things go flying through your head, and I had a bunch. I should have wrote them down, but I forgot almost every one of them right now. But you know, I did a post on I think I put it on Fakeologist. It was a big idea post, I like to call that category. It was just on the power of music. And music is so powerful, and musicians, we grant them so much power because we like their music. Of course, when they open their mouths and talk, they almost have nothing to say. It's the music we like and not their necessarily opinions. And I remind me of that Jubilation Choir. That I posted at the fakeologist.com/chat area. And just the power of music and how it brings people together. And I just love watching gospel choirs, and I posted the link. when they're singing, they all sway like trees, exactly sure. the same yeah. pace. Yeah, I don't know how anyone can't be affected. Yeah, you have to be affected by that. No.
Yeah. No. Even to get. But why do people get up and dance when the band starts playing? It's exactly the same, isn't it?
And I just think of the PSYOP writers. You know, all they do is pump out the bad news and the bad ideas, and most of it's fake, as we discuss all the time. And sure. it's just so negative, and they're just trying to. I think they're the Grinches of our society. They're just trying to bust the human spirit and make us depressed. You know, and we can just flip from happy to sad in seconds. Human beings, we are. Not tonight.
Sunday, the 16th of October, 2016. Me, Rollo, and Aberrado. Hey, we're going to make a super positive night tonight, huh?
Well, yeah. And I want to give thanks to you, of course. You're one of my favorite fakeologists on the flat plane. I just want to give you good wishes from this side of the earth. And thanks for being here. I just want to give you positive thoughts, man.
That's all right. That's all right. Anyone can join us.
Can I shoot you some karma?
What karma?
Can I send you some karma?
Instant karma.
We got instant karma. We got. Can I give you a karma chameleon?
Please. Do you want me to play that?
Karma
chameleon.
You can put it on your
1983.
Playlist.
I think that was, wasn't it? That was the Culture Club.
Yeah, I listened to that over and over again, maybe a couple hundred thousand times. great song. Whack job of a guy, and I don't know what he was trying to promote, but he was best.
You want to see him without his makeup on? He just looks like an old man. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a creepy Pee Wee Herman type. I'll take his music and discard everything else. I don't need any of it.
My favorite song of Culture Club was Time Won't Give Me Time. Time makes lovers feel that they have something real.
I wonder if he wrote any of that.
You and me. I don't know. Do you know?
I doubt it, huh? He just doesn't seem like the type that could concentrate to write a song.
Nothing but time. Time won't give me time. Let's play
that. He was too busy dressing up as a woman.
He looked pretty good, actually, at the time.
I don't know about that. Maybe through your Jack Daniel goggles, but no.
yeah, good point.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think so. No. And like you say, without makeup, he's vile. But the point, going back to just the music, every now and then, if you overconsume the PSYOPs that are global and around the world, then just go to some music and pick yourself up, boost yourself up, give yourself a positive injection, and just stop. This is debilitating, is what I'm trying to say. This research is debilitating. It will wear you down. It will knock you out. So you have to withdraw and not be so negative. And that, I think that's why people actually don't research a lot of it, just normal people. They don't want to look into this stuff because it's just too negative.
Yeah. Well, you agree? Again, you've got to, what do you call it? You've got to basically, what you got to do is, I would say, just section off some of your mind to some of this stuff, because it's got to be good. What we're doing is got to be good for humanity. It means telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, Ab.
To the best of our ability.
To the best of our ability and to the best of our knowledge. I mean, I say it all over the time. I'm not the cleverest man out there, but I like you. I like the way you are pretty much fearless, and any truth that you know, you'll just blurt it out. Why not? And that's what I like about you. I played the Romantics a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can be debilitating, but don't let the bastards grind you down, people at home listening to this. Don't let the bastards grind you down, because if they do, I mean, they win. Is there a winning or losing? I don't know. But I prefer these Sunday nights as just a little chit-chat between me and you, and if anyone else wants to come in and have a chat yeah, you're more than welcome. Join us.
Yeah, I think Kayham and Rochella were on earlier. I didn't get a chance to play it, or listen to it, rather. But
okay.
Our old friends, we have a few pod children that do come back and
sure.
do positive stuff. And we have errant children. We have errant children that dedicate their lives to negativity. But Kayham is still trying to convince me the earth is a ball. That's fine. I'm not convinced either way, so. And Rochella, I think, was talking to her. I like Rochella a lot. She's a cool chick.
Yeah, keep going. Yep.
And they have their own podcast, individual and joint. I've linked to it before. I can't remember I couldn't tell you the link right now. It's some funny.
It's called
Talk Box and something
yeah.
else.
Yeah, with Kay.
And Rochella has one on Talk Show as well.
Yeah.
But they came over to my channel, and I gave them permission to talk. I didn't listen to 1 second yet. I have to go back to that, and I'll put that up very shortly. I'll put that up shortly. Yeah, they did an audio.
I'll be keen to hear it.
Yeah, if anyone wants to listen to their stuff, Kayham Radio, always good stuff. She's a very patient woman. You could tell she has to be a teacher because she's very patient with people. She's very she doesn't get mad at people for thinking differently than her. And you can tell she's really patient with me because she thinks that, of course, flat earth is a psychological operation, which I don't believe it is at all, but I'm pretty sure I don't think that. There's double deception going on there. I don't know what it is, but there's just too much deception to sort it out for me right now. I couldn't really tell you what's going on. And
I've got to go and refill my glass. So how about a culture club?
Well, if you have to.
Do you mind?
No, it's your show. Mind? This is the Radio Roller Show. Is this RR22?
The Radio Roller
22?
Show.
Is this 22?
Yeah, all right. Here we go. 2212. No, here we go.
RR22.
Psychologist.com. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Thanks, Ab. but you and me, we know we got. But he looks good. Dressed up as a girl. You still there, brother? Oh, dear, oh, dear. Time won't give me time. We lost Ab for the moment. Yeah, that was Culture Club. Culture Club time. Fantastic stuff. We're just having an easy, lazy night. What is it? It is the... let's have a look.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there
Culture Club. Great song. Oh, that brings back...
Oh, you're out walking about. I can hear you.
That brings back bad memories.
Really?
I remember... it wasn't a good year for me that year.
Funny how that... wasn't a good year for you? Oh, yeah. Seriously.
That was high school.
Okay. Well, let's talk about...
For all us alternative thinkers, high school is not easy.
Well, what? Give me your best year. What year was your best year? Would you 2012 probably?
I don't think I've had it yet.
2012? 2012 when you were...
I think it's coming up. My best year.
Okay.
My best year. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Not like look to dwell on it. Yes, I think that's the best way to survive this life. The best year is yet to come.
Absolutely.
Right?
Forward. Yeah, absolutely.
Not here yet.
I mean, you're, I don't want to blow too much smoke up your trumpet, but I mean, you're one of the nicest people I've ever met online.
That nice. Nice guy. Yeah, there are good people out online, by the way. They're just hard to find.
Of course they are.
I think they're lurking in the bushes. They're hard to find. We have to smoke them out and bring them over to the Fakeologist audio chat.
Fakeologist or whatever, yep. Wherever.
People come and go. People come and go. There's so many people that have gone and that are good people that are just don't talk to them or see them anywhere. They're not even... I don't really see who comes to the site. People don't really log in when they come to my sites. I don't really... can't really keep track, or I stop looking, really. Sometimes I would just look at cities that visit the site, just locales. If you get someone from London or Sydney or... I don't really look that up anymore.
Okay, I promise you, if I get up there up to Edmonton and we'll definitely hook up and
Edmonton is so far away from where I am, it may as well be London, England. I'm not even kidding.
Look, I'll make the effort if I get to Edmonton.
Letting you know that we haven't got the same cheap travel that Europe does. You know, it's cheaper to fly around Europe than it is to take the train. And we don't have that here. I think it's cheaper to go from Toronto to London, England than it is to Edmonton. Not even kidding.
No, well, why would you kid?
No, it's crazy.
But it's funny,
We just don't have travel deals. And they'll just say, well, the country's just so big, that's why. Yeah, there isn't a lot of demand to go to Saskatchewan from Toronto.
Saskatchewan, that's a lovely name. Saskatchewan.
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 Yeah, I think Saskatchewan is an integral part in the New Cokes, by the way.
Go for it. Yeah.
Well,
we can go to the New Cokes.
The New Cokes, which your fellow Australian jungle surfer, I don't even know the guy's name.
Yes, I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, jungle. Yeah.
He created a channel on the New Cokes. He was just so enamored by it. And he's actually, with his own great commentary, talks about uranium mining and how uranium mining might just be a cover for gold mining. They say they're just digging up these precious radioactive rocks, when really they're just looking for gold.
Yep.
And the money involved in quote unquote precious uranium, or they call it yellow gold, yellow cake, might just be a cover, because I don't think uranium is worth a pound of salt. It's just, I think it's just magic dust.
Shout out to Frank, a pound of
Frank salt. Frank Salka,
shout out to Frank.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth a thing, so I really, really, really think Saskatchewan, which doesn't have much going for it other than rapeseed and canola seed and couple other crops, there's really not much else happening there, and they might have been instrumental in mining uranium, which they shipped to where I live, Ontario, the shores of Lake Ontario, to process into nuclear fuel, and then they send it just down the road to some of the biggest nuclear plants in the world, which are where I live on Lake Ontario. And our great Prime Minister of Ontario just announced or they re-announce, they keep announcing the same thing every year. I don't know if they ever through with it, that they're retrofitting one of the biggest nuclear plants in the world here for $12.8 billion over 20 years. And, of course, 12.8 people recognize as a cult number if you add it all up.
Ching!
But I think that's real money that goes out of the economy into fantasy.
Yeah, into, fantasy land.
Well, it goes. It pays real people. Let's not.
Yeah.
Let's not confuse the issue. Real people get paid, but what are they doing?
Not much. Not much.
Yeah, they're reading dials and they're working with scientific theory that I think is complete nonsense.
You've watched those films. Was it? What was it called? The Three Mile Island one.
I haven't watched them yet.
And you haven't?
Yeah, well, no, I said I was going to watch Silkwood.
What's her name?
Jane Fonda, Silkwood. The China Syndrome.
What's Silkwood? China Syndrome.
I know. I downloaded that.
Yeah,
I'm
you
got to
watch those
it.
Two.
I haven't watched it yet.
Frightening. And then, of course, obviously the day after, which when I spoke to Chris Kendall, he just said, I watched that at school. It frightened the shit out of me. Yeah.
I watched it too. They pumped that one up. For you
big
to watch.
Time. Yeah,
yeah,
when
I
bombed Kansas.
Yeah. Or was it LA?
All right,
Kansas?
Here we go. Look, I need to go and refill my glass, Ab. Do you mind?
You
if
just
I
filled
play
it.
Blue Sky Mine?
All right. You just filled the damn thing. What are you drinking? A power drinking today or what?
Yeah, power drinking today. Okay, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Blue Sky Mine. Here we are, fakeologist.com. We'll be back and forth.
We face tough questioning at the company's annual general meeting today from shareholders concerned the payouts to workers affected by asbestos for carbon financially.
Uh-oh, I think the song conked out on Rollo. Rollo's got a tenuous internet connection.
It broke.
You broke it? What happened?
I broke it.
Did you drop the bottle on the keyboard or what?
I don't know what happened. But... Oh, sorry, man.
Come on.
We'll have to do a take two on that later.
Keep this puppet show going.
Yeah, good on you, man. So you were saying, the yellow cake or whatever it was, and I don't know anything about nuclear fuel or anything like that. All I know is that it just seems dodgy as fuck to me.
It is dodgy. It's dodgy. Yeah. And I post that on my other sublog. People might not be able to find the sublog now because the feed doesn't work anymore. That feeds it into fakeologist.com on the right side of the blog. If you scroll down on the right side, you'll see links. If you go to morab.fakeologist.com, you can go through my website where I talk about not so much fakeologist stuff. It's semi-related, but I put some political stuff on there, too, that's not really fake. Fakeologist directly related, but, of course, politics is somewhat engineered and phony baloney, as people know. But I also post a lot of... I'm really interested in this whole virus myth as well. The whole study of virology and health. And I think we've been on the wrong track for 100 years now. We're not going on the right track when it comes to figuring out why humans get sick and ill. I just think everything is wrong. All efforts are looking the wrong way. And the more money we spend looking the wrong way, the less chance we're going to have of figuring out how things work. And
the only thing I have issues with, and I've said it over and over again, is like people that are sellouts to their fellow human being.
But you know, I think that you can steer thousands, hundreds of thousands of well-meaning people the wrong way. You only need a couple people that control the gate. And if you send everyone, if you have the gate open the wrong way, everyone rushes the wrong way. And they're all looking for the wrong things in the wrong places. And that is a deception technique. You know, if you get people asking the wrong questions, then you don't have to worry about the answers. Doesn't matter.
Oh, right. What's the meaning of life?
I don't know. 42.
Yeah, exactly.
But the point is that there's lots of well-meaning people that are looking into stuff. They're looking at the wrong stuff, and they've been educated the wrong way, and therefore they're looking at for the wrong things. And I don't think there's any such thing as viruses. No one's ever brought one up. They can't reproduce them. And I don't think there's enough people saying, listen, the whole concept of virology is false, and we should stop wasting our time. The idea that getting sick means we have negative things in our body, okay? That whole concept is wrong. There is, but it goes back to good and evil. So if we're sick, that means we have something evil in us. But I think I don't think that's the right approach at all. I think we get sick because we don't have enough of the good stuff in us, and that is not the opposite. So if we're lacking in the building blocks to build a healthy body, then it just breaks down. It doesn't mean there's something evil in us. And medicine has always gone after, okay, we have something evil in us. We have to create an antidote, take that evil stuff out. And it's literally like exorcising evil spirits. We're trying to get the poison out. But what if there is no poison at all in us? Even the germ theory, the virus theory, they're all fake theories.
Well, let me be brutally honest with you, Ab, about this then. The other week, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were talking about John Levon. We were talking about masturbation and the powers that be cut it off. Now, I don't have a problem with masturbation at all. I do have a problem with what you think about while you're masturbating. You know what I mean? It's what are you thinking about?
Yeah, I think about
It's a hard subject. Are you thinking about beautiful women that you would like to be making love to, or are you a Catholic priest and thinking about messing with an altar boy?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's
where are you going with this?
I want to play this
tune.
But
where are you going with it? How does that relate to anything I just said? Please tell me.
The thing I like about you, Ab, is just that everything is open here for discussion. And
let me get this conversation on track, because you're not getting it on track. What I was saying was I'm listening to a lot of David Crowe and the Infectious Myth. Okay. Very interesting character. He's
can I play a bit of it?
Well, yeah, you can play any one of his podcasts. They're very good. He's a very soft-spoken. I think he's an older man. Sounds like a younger man, but I think he's an older man based on what he said in some of his podcasts. But go
this
look
is
up
Crow,
the
Crow 777.
No. His name is David Crowe, and his website is theinfectiousmyth.com. And he is doing research similar to what I'm trying to say. And I found him because I'm looking for people that are talking about the myth of virology.
I remember David Crowe. He did
Positive
Health. How positive are you?
Yes. I think you might have set me on him.
Yes. How positive are you? Yeah, like the myth of AIDS. Yeah, that scumbag Robert Gallo. Lying scumbag. Yeah, he has to walk around with bloody bouncers and that because he's so hated. Robert Gallo.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, yes. But David's been doing a weekly show now. And, I actually sent him some money. He's looking for donations as well. He's the kind of voice I think you should encourage, you know. He's not going to get any support from anybody anytime ever. And I sent him some quid. And
good on you.
He might do an interview with me if I ever get 2 minutes to sit down in front of a real microphone. And we're just going to chat about his shows because I just love that kind of stuff. He talked to Stefan Lenka, who's a German-Austrian fella who's hard to understand, but he put out a call for anyone who could prove the measles virus exists. And I think he started with 10,000. He got no takers, serious takers, and they upped it to 100,000 and got one guy who just gave him the mainstream literature and said, this isn't proof. And it went to court, which he wanted it to do. And the judge threw it out saying, this is not proof of the measles virus. So far, no one has even shown a measles virus. Forget the AIDS virus, just all the common vaccines we get now for viruses that don't exist.
Yeah.
They don't exist. So what are we doing? And that's pretty much what he's saying. He's just a lone voice in the wilderness talking about this.
Yeah.
So he has a podcast. He talked to a couple of the
Ran a show with a girl called Christine Maggiore, and I'm pretty sure they
she died.
She died, and maybe they bumped her off. I don't know, but she was a loud voice when it came to AIDS. She was excellent, and David Crowe had a lot to do with her, and I was sorry to hear her go. But if you do end up getting the interview with David, I've sent a few emails to him, and he's a nice guy. He's emailed me back a few times. World Afraid's Day, we call it, not World AIDS Day. World Afraid's Day. He's a champion guy.
And I'll just say this: he actually comes across as really soft spoken. And he has a couple loudmouth American guests on, doctors. I don't know if they're real doctors, they're just quacks, and he also had a couple of activists that are anti-vax on. And because he has such a soft-spoken voice, I noticed that a lot of his guests just start talking over him because he kind of stutters a bit, and he's kind of seems like the guy that you could just talk over and push around. And I feel bad for him sometimes because a lot of these guests he's trying to ask a question and they just say, no, I'm here to, no, it's your show, but I want to say what I want to say. And I just think it's kind of amusing sometimes, but it's frustrating in other times because he seems like such a nice guy, almost like a pushover. He has a soft spoken.
He's no pushover.
Demeanor. No, I don't think he is either. Because he plows on as Hillary Clinton says. He's sort of a soft-spoken type, kind of like Hoi Polloi, in a sense. But he's tackling some massively difficult subjects. And
big
just,
time. And I will suggest anyone at any time wants to listen to David Crowe, listen to his interview with Tommy Morrison. It is like one of the best interviews I've ever heard in my life. Yeah,
who's Tommy Morrison?
I know that Tommy. Since passed away, but I think he was into cocaine and a whole lot of other drugs. But he certainly didn't die of AIDS. Tommy Morrison.
But who is that? Who is Tommy Morrison?
He was a boxer.
I've never heard of him.
He was a boxer.
Yeah.
That boxed with.
Do you have a link to that link? Do you have a link to that audio?
Yeah. It just go to Tommy Morrison with David Crowe on How Positive Are You? Yeah, it's all like one of the best podcasts you'll ever listen to. Yeah.
Can you give us the cheat
on
that?
I can't give you the exact number. I can't remember.
No, just give me what exactly are they saying? What is the bottom line of that?
He was saying that he started taking the antiretroviral drugs.
ACT.
Because that he was told that he was HIV positive. And he just went,
ACT,
this is making me feel like shit. I don't want to take this shit. And and he just didn't want to take it. And the second he started losing weight or whatever, and then when he stopped taking it, what do you call it? Your AZT or whatever it is.
AZT,
And he started getting better, and he started putting on weight.
What was wrong with him anyway? Why did he originally?
He tested positive when he was about to have a fight in 1996, I think, with some guy, And they said,
what do you think
was really wrong
with him?
You can't have a fight because you've tested positive.
Yeah, but what do you think was really wrong with him that made him exhibit
immune deficiency? He's a cocaine addict. He was shoveling coke up his nose. Too much coke.
Okay. And that debilitates the immune system, right?
Of course. Yeah.
It destroys it. Because your immune system is fighting cocaine, and it can't do its job to fight everything else that comes its way, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I get you. You want to play a quick song?
You betcha. I'm going to play this. I'm going to try and play this again. Midnight Oil. Do you mind if I try and play this again?
Oh, I love Midnight Oil.
Okay, so here we go.
The oil.
I'll be back in 4 minutes. Ecologist.com.
Exxon Oil Tanker, a CSR company, relates to questioning of the company's annual general meeting today from Chernobyl million gallons and the payouts to workers affected by asbestos financially.
Thank you. Up and broken. My life that is lived is no more than a token. Who strike the flint upon the stone and tell me why? If I yell at night, there's a reply of blue silence. The screen is no comfort, I can't speak my sentence. They blew the lights of heaven's gate, and I don't know why. But if I work all day on the blue sky by,
there'll be food on the table tonight.
Still I walk up and down on the blue sky by,
there'll be pay in your pocket tonight.
The candy store hoppers fly to the shareholders. They're crossing their fingers, they pay the truth makers. The balance sheet is breaking up the sky. So I'm caught at the junction, still waiting for medicine. The sweat of my brow keeps on feeding the engine. Hope the crumbs in my pocket can keep me for another night. And if the blue sky mining company won't come to my rescue, if the sugar refining company won't save me,
Fakeologist.com.
Who's gonna save
there
me?
You've got to understand that that man is a politician, and he's actually he was a politician. No, he was firstly a lawyer. I'm pretty sure Peter Garrett,
and then a singer,
and then. And then he was a hopeless politician. He really was. He wasn't any good.
Well, he can't all be good.
Do you hear the drumming behind that? The drumming, that was Rob Hurst. Rob Hurst, one of the Australia's best drummers. Yeah, Rob Hurst.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that line. Nothing's as precious as a hole in the ground. A great lyric.
As precious as a hole in the ground. Yes, you're right.
Oh, it's such a good song. Yeah,
We've got a lot of them here, Ab. Yeah, well, Australia is a quarry.
What else you got? Yeah.
It's dig this shit out of the ground. That's right. A lot of coal here in Newcastle.
Oh, you have coal there? Okay.
Yeah, we got a lot of coal here in Newcastle, yeah.
Did you're old enough. Did the acid rain story ever become an issue in Australia like it did here?
Okay.
Where they said that when we burn coal, the sulfur combined with hydrogen in the atmosphere to create sulfuric acid that fell in the rain into our lakes and killed the fish. That's why we don't have coal plants where I live now, by the way.
Right.
Of course, no one. Was that ever an issue there to make you guys close your coal plants?
Orica and what's the other company? I'm not saying that they're doing anything wrong, but yeah, they did spew out a lot of acid stuff, and yeah, it melted the paint off cars. What was that company? Orica? Insitec.
Did that make you guys shut your coal plants down?
I don't think so. They said, like you say, industrial steam engines are pumping coal out of the. We've got coal mountains here, Ab. We've got coal mountains here.
So acid rain never was the catalyst.
No, well.
When it rains, I drink
the water and it doesn't taste like acid.
Well, even if it did, naturally it might sort itself out back to neutral. I don't know. But, well, that was the big thing here. And basically they just took pictures of dead fish, which any
dead
number
fish.
Of reasons.
Right. Well, belly up. Yeah.
Yeah, belly up fish. And it shut our coal industry down. Mm. Now, it didn't shut the industry on the other side of the lake down. So, American dust and pollutions they don't know where the border is. The wind doesn't stop at the border, so we still get their pollution if that really was the problem, which I doubt.
Yeah.
But in the end, we have no coal production. And like energy is one of my pet peeves because I think it's one of the biggest swindles ever where I live. And we shut all.
It should be for free. It should be for free, like water. It should be for free.
Well, the guy that allegedly built the dam at Niagara Falls, and some people say damming is wrong too, but the guy that built the generators or diversions at Niagara Falls, I guess Niagara Falls is not dammed up really. So that's sort of wrong what I just said. But he said that he wanted to give Ontario, where I live, energy at cost. That was his motto. Yeah. So his idea was the people own the resources, so they should get the rewards from the resources cost. And of course, that has been turned upside down now. We now have the most expensive power in the world, or among the most expensive power in the world. And most of it has gone to just straight out fraud, where they say they're going to build a plant of some sort, wind or gas, then they cancel it for environmental reasons, and then everyone still gets paid as if the plant was built. And that's happened a couple times, and now it's happening again because they were supposed to build a wind farm in Lake Ontario, and they canceled that. Our Prime Minister of Ontario canceled that. Everyone still has to get paid. Here's something everyone needs to think about because this is going to be worldwide.
Before.
So the company, the private corporation that was going to build the wind farm, went to The Hague, which is the world court, and under the North American Free Trade Agreement, which is a North America three-country agreement, they said that our little province violated rules of that agreement. Therefore, they asked for massive damages, $500 million, that's with a B, and they're going to get it. And there's nothing our province can do about it if we want to keep doing this North America free trade thing, which of course they do. And this is going to go global under something called the TPP or Trans-Pacific Partnership, or I can't remember exactly what the acronym stands for. So anytime a corporation can't get its way in your area, they will go to a tribunal, a worldwide tribunal, whether it's in The Hague or New York City, wherever it is. And they will be able to get damages, and the damages will come out of your pocket as a taxpayer.
Yeah.
So they want to build a pipeline, and it does not violate any treaties, but it violates your sense of community or your local integrity. Then it will go through, and if you don't let it go through, they will sue your ass off, and you will pay for the rest of your life
for
that.
I mean, why do you think we're talking what we're talking now? Try and stop these megalomaniacs. What do you always say that it's the people like they're like The Hague or whatever it is, or the people they're further away. So their decisions when England decide or what is it, Britain decide to leave the EU, what was it, the Brexit thing?
Yeah.
When's that going to actually come into action? And maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. I doubt it. I think it's Russell. Do you see Russell Brand's back on action? Back in action?
No, I don't care about him. But you're right. The Brexit thing is complicated. It's not as straightforward. You know, I think
isn't it funny that
Russell
Brand comes out of the blue back in action when there's
don't forget
like Hillary and Donald.
People that have money, they back both horses. It doesn't matter if one horse doesn't win. They got the other horse too. So the Brexit, you can make money going up or down. So if Brexit makes something go down, someone is making the opposite going
dumbing,
up. So if you got both
sides. Yeah, when planes hit fake planes hit the towers. Yeah, a lot of people made money that day.
Everyone gets paid, and that's not a problem. So I wouldn't worry too much about Brexit, but I think in the end the little guy will get screwed either way. Doesn't matter. Brexit or not Brexit, it's just a distraction. It's just another shell game. Somebody moved the shell while you weren't looking. So as soon as everyone was voting, someone was setting up a way to make money one way or the other, whether shorting the pound or
some long-term
goal. Well,
look, if they're
going
to listen to us, maybe we should play another Shaq tune. What's your favorite Shaq tune off the latest album?
I don't know. I haven't listened to it.
Haven't got it? You haven't got it set up?
No, I have it. I paid for it. I haven't listened to it, though.
You poor thing. You poor darling.
I know. I'm busy doing all the research, you know, and I've got savechat.fakeologist.com, moreav.fakeologist.com,
flatter.fakeologist.com. Let's have a look at...
Have you looked at the website lately?
Save Chat.
There's not much there.
No, you're right. You're right. But let's just have a little look and see what you're up to on Save Chat. Righty then. New Black Pope is the top post.
Yeah, they got a new Pope. They haven't elected a new Black Pope in a long time because the Black Popes usually die. They don't retire. So the latest one just... When I watch the thing and it's all happy, and there doesn't seem to be anything dirty about it or anything wrong. You know, they're just a bunch of old men in robes.
Let's have a listen. Any guys for a minute?
Wonder, did the Jesuits a superior general to complement the experience of the Pope? I can tell you, first and foremost, the congregation elects the best man to govern the society at this time. Before we elected him, we engaged in 4 days of murmurationes. There's certainly a unique way of selecting a leader. So remember, there's no campaigning, there's no electioneering. We start with prayer, and then we engage in one-on-one conversations where we simply ask, how would this man be as general? And this isn't surface conversation, you know, what do you like on your pizza, or where do you like to go on vacation? This gets to the heart of the matter. What are your strengths and what are your weaknesses? And the moment in the aula when you see the number of votes cross 107, it's a pure grace. It comes out of conversations that are unlike any other and yet give everyone the sense that, yes, this is our leader. This is the one who's going to govern, care for the Society of Jesus. Father Sosa, his first language is Spanish. He's fluent in English. He's fluent in Italian. He's a very happy guy. I know him. I've worked with him. Someone who has a vision, who has direction for the Society, and someone who does it in a way that's fearless and is going to take us forward, particularly take us into the world.
Take us away. I like that. Well done, where's that guy taking us?
Yeah, well, I don't know. People say the Jesuits run the
that
world.
That is creepy as fuck to me.
Well, I don't know. It's an organization that gets blamed for everything, just like the Jews. But it's you look at it on the surface, it doesn't seem to be anything wrong, right? Sounds above board and whatnot.
Yeah, what do you think? Okay, go for it. Yeah.
Yeah, but they do have a lot of money and a lot of power, and it's the intelligence agencies spoof all these organizations and pretend that they're running the world. Maybe the Jesuits don't have anything to do with running the world. Maybe they're just blamed because they're an organization. But really, this underground group through the intelligence agencies does all the bad stuff. I don't know.
Well, look, I've been knocking around. You're 49. I'm 46, 47, actually. I turned 47 the other day. That means 4711,
I got that. And they love 47. Building 7. How many floors in building 7?
47.
I think it's 47.
I think it was 47. That's a bloody big building, isn't it? That just to come straight down into its own footprint.
Well, the new building 7's even more awesome, I think. There is a new building 7, by the way. They don't talk about it much.
No.
The only one that sellout shill Casey Neistat talks about shows every day in his blog. Blog is the Freedom Tower, 1776 feet tall. Every day
Casey
he shows
Neistat,
that tower.
If you look at him straight on, you can't see where his nose finishes and where his mouth starts.
He has a fish-like quality.
He's a bit of a, you know, he's a hook nose. He's a hook nose. Yeah. He's a bit of a Jew. Yeah.
Oh well. Okay. Yeah, don't. He has a fish-like quality. He reminds me of Fido Dido. You know who that is?
Who? Tell me.
Well, he was a
Fido.
A graphical mascot for 7-Up in the...
Well, send me the link. Let's play some
Well,
Fido.
Just type in Fido Dido and 7-Up. They look the same.
Yep, Fido Dido.
You know, just companies trying to get mascots going and catching on. And of course, one of the most famous ones is Ronald McDonald, by the way, who's hiding now because of this clown thing for Halloween. Ronald McDonald is now in hiding because clowns are not in vogue right now. And anyway, Fido Dido was just a corporate mascot 7-Up tried to get going, which is a soda company here. I don't know if you have 7-Up over
I'm
there.
Looking at it. Yeah.
They look exactly the same with the hairdo and 7-Up, the funny
7-Up
face.
Is just basically lemonade, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. No? Not
isn't
lemonade.
It just lemonade?
No.
I don't know. I don't drink soda. I don't know.
No, you shouldn't drink soda. It's poison.
Yeah, pretty much. Like Coca-Cola, it's like, pour it down your toilet to, or to get out the, what do you call it? Unlodge,
dislodge. Well, I think to clean the ring anyway. Hold on.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, let's play another tune. It's no fun. I think we've got, what have we got? We've got some Hoy. Let's see if we can play that.
Today on the Wave Project, Maxime Conradi, currently in South Korea, talks about 9/11 and plays some
robot.
Of his favorite music.
I ain't gonna work. I have to play tune because we lost Ab for the moment. So let's think of a what's a great tune? Okay, what about some Michael Jackson?
That was quiet.
How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's going on? I'm trying to play a little of
Hoy Boy. forgot to press the button. I was listening to something very, very amusing.
You reckon
it didn't get away. I know, you're fine. Yeah, so, we haven't really, what have we touched on tonight? Let's have a look at fake odds.
I think we've said nothing about anything.
No. So culture curation back then is the top post.
Yeah.
Look, interesting guest who says the 60s was organic and not led by the usual culture creators when exactly he thinks things have changed.
This guy was saying the 60s was real. Here's an interesting guest. Sage of Quay is an interesting talk show host. He has some interesting guests. And he had a caller who wanted to do a show with him, and he just talked about how he was from the 60s and he thought everything was real. These people really were fighting the system. There's no way it was orchestrated by the CIA or led or controlled. And he was just disputing the David McGowan book about how Laurel Canyon and all that was just leading through the military industrial complex, this so-called revolution against the establishment. That's really what he was saying. And it was interesting, but then he says today, well, of course, everything is controlled today. All these stars are manufactured and they're sending Illuminati messages. And I just thought, okay, well, when exactly did the switchover occur? When we went from real organic musicians to the fake ones we have today that are leading us over a cliff? Of course, he never answered that, but.
Should we play just a little bit of the opening of it?
Yeah, as long as there's no music.
Oh, I'm going to smash it. Here we go. Hold on. Here we go.
Advised to take on a flavor of being engineered.
Mike, it's great to be here with you. And thanks for having me on. And I just want to say that I'm not an expert on the subject. I'm an interested observer. I pay attention to what's happening. And I did that from a young age. And I was there. I was there in the 60s. I was there at a young age. And I feel like I carry the spirit of the 60s still today. So it was kind of with I felt bad when I started to see I looked with interest, but started to feel bad when I started to see some of the current memes and interviews and books that are coming out online and who questioning whether or not the 60s were a psyop, whether the music
just bust in, Ab, when you want to
movement yeah, well, was controlled yeah, or even enough. Manufactured.
Yep. That's enough. No, it's just I like hearing contrarian views, and
yeah.
He has a contrarian view. It was just an interesting show, and it led me to discussion about Woodstock. I'm not sure who's talking about Woodstock, because I listen to a lot of audios. They were saying that Woodstock really wasn't 500,000 people. It may have been some small concert, but just the road system would never have been able to handle that volume of people without a lot of problems. So that whole, the whole Woodstock concert itself was simulated in some way where they said there were millions of people and it was a big rally against the man and all these groups, and there's just a lot of hanky-panky going on with the media coverage.
Oh, hanky-panky, yeah.
Just portraying Woodstock as bigger than it actually was, if it even happened the way it happened, the way we're told it happened in Farmers Field in upstate New York. I don't even know. Yeah. It was just interesting that the...
I wasn't there, Ab.
I know, but it's just interesting that these discussions have been circulating. I'm not too worried about the 60s, but I do think that just because of what I said earlier, how music and musicians are so powerful in the way they can influence people. It really is off the charts. And now we're switching over to YouTubers, this Casey Neistat, who makes pretty good short films. I love short films. I love documentaries. I'm not saying he does them, but I just like, he is perfect for this generation's attention span. Quick, fast-moving, highly edited YouTube videos, and he gets you to like him. And the next thing he does is he injects a little bit of poison, saying we have to go for Hillary Clinton, and he's calling out other influencers to do so. And actually, his message is actually against YouTube's terms and conditions, and I don't even think it's a fine point. I think it's quite blatantly against their terms of conditions, but how are they going to handle their own promoted star breaking their own rules by basically telling users to harass their favorite YouTuber into making a stand against Donald Trump, dividing and conquering, and he is inciting whatever you want, disruption, whatever the exact term of service is.
Well, Casey Neistat is dead set on Hillary. Side.
Yeah.
And it's causing all sorts of issues with Robin, How I See the World, and
Robin is a pretty interesting fella. His YouTube channel is How I See the World. I do listen to him, and I wish he'd fix his audio. You know, if you're gonna do audios, go buy a mic for $50, for God's sake. Stop shouting into the computer screen. It sounds awful. Robin, fix your mic. Get a mic. Put a headset on, for goodness sake. What's wrong with you? Come on, people. Make decent audio. I know this
What's
is
wrong with
audio.
You, Robin?
Just make it listenable, for God's sake. If you're going to do hours every day, make it at least listenable so we don't have to strain.
Like fakeologist.com. How about a bit of hanky-panky?
With that.
Come on. Let me give you a bit of hanky-panky.
Just give me a couple minutes before you start that up this time.
All right.
But getting back to Casey, he was calling out Casey for making a stand for Hillary. And these people, most businesses don't take any political stand, because why would you alienate half your audience? If you know that politics is a 50-50 divide for most part in most countries. Why would you come out for one side and alienate half? That is a dumb business move. Now, obviously, he says he doesn't care. It's not about drivers or views. It's just about doing what's right. And just because he thinks it's right doesn't mean everyone should think it's right. So I think it's stupid. I don't know if he was told to do it because he is a paid YouTube personality. There's no doubt about it. There's no way there could be enough revenue in falling off skateboards to make a living. He has to be paid. Everyone has to get paid. And who's paying him is who you have to ask. And I still like watching some of his videos now and then. I like the drone shots. But do you watch him at all? Do you watch any
YouTubers? I've got to tell you, I watched that one that you posted where he's looking straight down the can and saying, yeah, vote for Hillary.
Okay. Did I post that? I forgot.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it's really disturbing. He's got a ring light. I guess it's an LED ring light, and he points it at his face. And the ring goes right around his pupils. And it's so disturbing to look at. I know he's doing it on purpose to basically make himself look in some way insidious. But did you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, about his pupils.
Yeah, he's got a light ringing.
Yeah, I know what he's talking about.
It's really disturbing, I think. I find it distracting. And he's doing it on purpose. You don't have to use a light like that, but he does it for that reason, I'm sure. There must be some hypnotic effect to it.
Sure.
Another person I follow who I think is on the right track is Scott Adams, the Dilbert creator. I put a lot of his stuff on morab.fakeologist.com because he says he's a hypnotist and a trained persuader. And I really like that topic because it really plays into psychological operations, which is, of course, what I describe 9/11 to be, the greatest military media psychological operation of our time.
Wonderful.
Bring everything back. And persuasion, how people's minds work. Again, if you just say something over and over again, it doesn't matter what you say. If you just keep repeating it, people will believe it. It doesn't even matter what it is. It could be the most ridiculous thing in the world, and people will believe it over time. And of course, that's what 9/11 is. People,
absolutely,
they will believe the official story over time. It doesn't matter. None of the details matter. As a matter of fact, when you create these psychological operations, the less detail you give, the more the average person will fill in from their own mind and experience. And if it's from their own mind, they're more likely to believe it. So really, the guys that design these operations, they just paint broad strokes. You fill in the
details.
Yeah,
broad strokes. Yeah. Okay, it's hanky-panky, Ab. Hanky-panky.
I know.
And nothing like a bit of spanky. Come on, here we go. Fakeologist.com.
Come on. Some girls, they like candy. Others, they like to grind. I'll settle for the back of your hand. Somewhere on my behind. Treat me like I'm a bad girl. Even when I'm being good to you. I don't want you to thank me. You can just thank me. Some guys like to sweet talk. And others, they like to tease. Tie my hand behind my back. And ooh, I'm in ecstasy. Don't stop me with kisses. I can't get that from my sister. Before I get too funky, you better like hanky panky. Nothing like a good panky. Don't take out your handkerchiefs. I don't wanna cry. I just wanna thank you, thank you, like thank you, thank you. Nothing like a good thank you. Don't take out your handkerchiefs. I don't wanna cry. There's nothing wrong with me. I just like things a little rough, and you better not disagree. Cause I don't like a bit softy. No, I like someone mean and bossy. Let me speak to you frankly. You better like hanky panky. Nothing like a good spanky. Don't take out your anger, since I don't wanna cry. I just wanna hang.
hanky, hanky. Nothing like a good spanky. Don't take out your handkerchiefs. I don't want to cry. I just want a hanky, hanky guy. Ooh. What about, yeah, that's an interesting thing. My bottom hurts just thinking about it. Treat me like I'm a bad girl, even when I'm being good to you. I don't want you to thank me. You better like hanky, hanky. Nothing like a good spanky. Don't take out the handkerchief. I don't want to cry. I just want to hanky, hanky like hanky, hanky. Nothing like a good spanky. Don't take out the handkerchief. I don't want to cry. Beautiful girl. Give me a thank you and start to smile. Give it up, honey, cause you want it. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mad. I love Mad. Frankolas.com.
Who is that?
Who does not love
Haggy Peggy? Hey, how you doing, brother? Are you back?
Hey, brother. I'm back. Hey, fakeologist.com. Radio. Where do you listen to this live? fakeologist.com/radio3. You're on Radio 3. If you want to participate, fakeologist.com/audio chat.
Throw some songs in the chat. Throw some songs
in the chat.
Come
on, everybody.
Yeah. Come and join us.
Where is everybody?
I don't know.
Where are the fakeologists of the world?
It's a lonely, lonely night tonight with me and Ab alone.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Well, there you go.
Okay. I always enjoy having a chat with you. Like when we played that 9/11 episode, I think it was episode 13, Radio Rollo 13,
And you tried to play the Hoi Polloi on KFAI?
Yes. Oh, let's try that again. Right, let's try that again. He did that on, what's that?
A long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago, wasn't it? Yeah.
It's a public access radio show where anyone should be able to put their audios up. And I thought it was well done.
Yeah. No, I don't think he got many listens. Is that right? It's not like when he got his old man on there and he got like hundreds of listens to that.
Maybe, yeah.
Have a listen. Let's see if we can get this going. I don't know why it's not working tonight. This one. It's just not sounding good.
For their proofs, I will tell you what his grassroots movement has uncovered, and you can do research along at www.septemberclues.info.
Oh, yeah. Did you save it to your computer?
I'll save it to... Keep going, Em. Keep going.
No, I'm just listening.
I don't know. I'm listening, too. I'm trying to listen to it, but it does sound crunchy coming through. I don't know why it's coming crunchy.
Well, you don't have the bandwidth, I guess, to stream it at the same time.
That's what it is.
Yeah. It has to be. That's all
Let's move on to something else. Furnace Menace time. It's been a warm fall so far in the Great Lakes Omega region. Now's the time to check your furnace as temperatures inevitably fall. Here's an exploding house to remind you. I suspect it's an engineered explosion. Rebuilding insurance. Many 11 numbers. A noble lie. What do you reckon? Mm.
Well, I'm not saying all exploding houses are this way, but almost all the stories say they smelled gas for days. But if you smell gas, are most people smart enough to call the gas company and say, hey, did you check out for a leak before the place blows up to kingdom come? There is an exploding house every few days in the world, and I just wanted to try and get to the bottom of whether they're real or just gross negligence among all these people. I don't know.
There's one reply. Let's reply.
That's Xyle Flex. He's very good. Appreciate Zileflex and all he's done to the site. He's started a thread on Antarctica, which is pretty good. Antarctica is definitely full of hanky-panky.
Nothing like a bit of smanky. Boom, boom. All right. So the next one is, you got 7 replies on this one. You have the right to, fake it, right, Mike? So you're talking about Michael J. Fox here. And should we play a little bit of this? What's this? Is Michael J. Fox faking Parkinson's disease? Okay, so should we play a little bit of this? There we go. 42 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2.
If the show's about a guy with Parkinson's, which you have.
Funny. Yeah, I'm
but
cheating.
There are times, well, no, you're not cheating, but I just thought about this. There are times on the show where you have to portray Parkinson's, but if you're not having any symptoms at that moment, then you have to pretend to have Parkinson's.
You have to act them. He's funny. You're the first person that's keyed in on that. There are times when I have to fake that I'm symptomatic and It's strange. It's confusing.
It is confusing because you're playing a guy who had to leave television because he's diagnosed with Parkinson's.
That is the
one that was shot in the head? Yogurt girl.
Gabby Gifford.
Yeah, he's doing that. I don't think he's.
Do you see how what he says is absolutely perfect for sowing confusion. Now nobody knows if he's faking it or not. He's saying he's faking it because he needs to fake it on demand because he can't always be wiggling at the right time for the camera. So he does fake it. Then he is saying basically, you can't tell if I'm faking it or not because I do have to fake it sometimes. But not now. But maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. It's just perfect deception.
Oh, fuck, man. That's awesome.
Let's go with take two.
Let's do a take two. Come on.
If the show's about a guy with Parkinson's, which you have.
Yeah, I'm
but
cheating.
But there are times, well, no, you're not cheating, but I just thought about this. There are times on the show where you have to portray Parkinson's, but if you're not having any symptoms at that moment, then you have to pretend to have Parkinson's.
You have to act them. It's funny. You're the first person that's keyed in on that.
There are times when
I have to fake that I'm symptomatic and it's strange. It's confusing.
How do you know?
It is confusing because you're playing yourself in essence. You're playing a guy who had to leave television because he's diagnosed with Parkinson's.
How do you know?
That is the mantra and tantra of psychological operations. If you can't convince, confuse. That is
confuse.
So key.
Yeah, if you can't convince, confuse. Yeah.
For instance, let's go back to 9/11, our favorite psyop.
Go for it.
There's nothing. They put out 100 stories and versions thereof, and all it does is confuse you. Were there 19 hijackers? Were they from Saudi Arabia? They weren't from Saudi Arabia. Was there a secret report? Wasn't there a secret report? Can we look at the secret report? We can't look at the secret report. All these things just add to the confusion. They add to the stress of trying to figure it out. They add so many details that are not relevant at all to figuring it out. But they just throw it all out. It's like throwing spaghetti all over the wall, and you just don't know where to start, pick it all up. And that is really Howard Stern, of course, is the king of radio, not of all media, of radio. There's no doubt about that. I started listening to him a long time ago. Even when I couldn't find him, I somehow got to listen to some of his stuff. And he really does lay it out. And Howard is part of the deception. Make no mistake about it. Howard knows exactly how to manipulate media. He says he studies it. He says he's a big fan of it. But he definitely participates, and anyone that looks into the media for more than 5 seconds can figure it out. And it took me 20 years to figure it out, but I think you figured it out. You figured out what's going on. And that was such a tell. What a great piece of audio that was. That really lays it out for you. If you don't get this, you don't understand it. Now, I think nervous system disorders kill you quite quickly, whether it be MS, whether it be Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, or anything that affects the Alzheimer's, not so much about the coding of the nerves. But once you have these debilitating diseases, usually it's just automatic nervous system or automatic nervous system functions like breathing. They
Should I read a couple of the comments? Just saying, dude, this looks blatant to me. I have known people with Parkinson's, in brackets. Not me, and I'm no expert, not even slightly. But it still doesn't pass the smell test. And the motivation appears simple to me. The disease/syndrome is real. I'll bet you plenty of people have requested access to the same drugs that have kept MJ666 as highly functional for this long. So they, too, can enjoy the benefits that he is getting. Now, what do you think of that?
Is just saying, and too bad he's not here tonight, is he saying that he thinks Michael J. Fox has the disease?
I just read the comment.
But let's say one good thing about this deception, if it is one, which I think it is.
Okay.
He is raising hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think that when you have celebrity promoting anything, because of our celebrity culture, they have followings like religious figures. There is no doubt about it. And Michael J. Fox had, or maybe not so much now, a huge movie and television following. And if he is out there bringing awareness to... Now, this is the other problem I have with Parkinson's. Is it really a genetic type disease? Because don't forget, they switched from vaccination, where everything can be cured with a vaccination, and now they're blaming it on genes. Now, genes are a theory. I don't even necessarily believe that we have genes, okay? Now, what if Parkinson's was caused by what I think is real? The only two things that make people sick is lack of nutrition and toxic chemicals. Those are real, okay? So what if Parkinson's is caused by exposure to a certain chemical? Prolonged exposure coupled with lack of nutrition, and it creates a condition where the nerves do degenerate and short-circuit all over the place, and that's what causes shaking and uncontrolled nervous response, muscle contraction and whatnot. But if they blame it on some kind of genetics, that lets the toxic chemical industry off the hook, okay? And the chemicals could be as widespread as plastics. We don't know. We don't know what they could have been. They could be everyday things that we're in contact with. Plastics. You know, we hold a plastic steering wheel in our hand. Well, our skin is our largest organ. Don't think that plastics are 100% inert. Well, I think we can see that the skin is an organ. Come on. It's permeable. Stuff goes in your skin. You cut your skin. But the point is that what if Parkinson's is just an exposure to general everyday toxins? Now, they'll sell you a drug to maintain your ability to function. But what if we just withdraw the toxic whatever we're handling every day? Maybe that would just make us feel better, and we don't need drugs. But I think Justin is on the wrong track with the Michael J. Fox just selling drugs, which he could be in a way promoting the whatever drugs are available. But I don't think individuals make the difference when it comes to drug companies. It's government. So when a government goes in and just buys the drugs at market price for all its citizens, that is very powerful. And not every drug or most drugs don't do any good anyway.
No.
They just mask the symptoms. If we just withdrew the toxicity, whatever it is, and if we just increase the nutrition, we might cure almost everything. But that wouldn't help the drug companies, would it?
Yeah. Let's go to the next comment, straight from the devil's mouth. I have a feeling that selling pharmaceutical drugs is closer to the truth than this just being a noble lie. What Fox is doing, I say, Michael J. Fox, is downright psychopathic. Normal people would not agree to be a part of something like this. And if I had a talk show, I would not allow someone like this on my show. These are very strange people. It's not just Fox either. Christopher Reeve probably faked his paralysis. I watched this video of him giving a speech at the Oscars, and I wondered how many in that crowd giving a standing ovation knew that this was fake. I'm guessing the majority, since they are all involved in this, their own little fake events, marriages. Let's have a listen to this. What he's posted here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christopher Reeve.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, this was tight. Oh, Jim Carrey. John Travolta. Leonardo DiCaprio. Come on.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Tom Hanks, of course.
Mm-hmm. What you probably don't know is that I left New York last September, and I just arrived here this morning. And I'm glad I did, because I wouldn't have missed this kind of welcome for the world. Thank you.
Hey, Rollo.
When I was a kid, my friends and I went to the movies just for fun. But then we saw Kubrick's Dr. Strangelove, started us thinking about the madness of nuclear destruction. Henley Kramer's The Defiant once taught us about race relations.
Let's just pause it.
And we began
second.
To realize that films could deal with
stuff. Yeah, let's just pause it for a second. And let's just remember that we know, as a fakeologist, we know that, there is no nuclear bomb.
Yeah, he has to mention that famous movie that was just...
Oh, Dr. Strangelove.
Pure propaganda. Yeah. Well, I want to say, like, where is the breathing tube? I forget, where is his breathing tube? Is it in his throat?
I don't know, but it seems fake to me.
Have you ever met anyone that had a breathing
tube? Doing that.
Have you ever met anyone that had a breathing tube?
Never.
Well, I knew a woman, I remember back when I was young. She had one of those little pipes, fake wind pipes, where it's a metal elbow. That was poked a hole in the bottom of her neck. Okay? You know what I'm talking about? Have you ever seen one? So she had to breathe.
No, I haven't. No.
She had to breathe through that and talk. Okay, now it's all coming back to me. I remember she had a hole poked at the base of her neck and a little tube which she breathed through. Now, she could talk, but I'm telling you, I remember her talking. It was absolutely painful listening to her talk, because she couldn't really blow the air over her vocal cords to make noise. So she's basically whispering. And I was out of air just listening to this woman talk. It was just painful. She was an older woman, but just her trying to talk with a breathing tube was just torturous for her and all listening to her. Now, if this guy really has a breathing tube, he is not going to be speaking that normally. I'm sorry. You don't have air to spare.
You either breathe where you're or going talk. With that, Ab.
You either breathe or talk. Okay, now they made his voice sound trembly, but you can't talk like that. But how would you know unless you work with people like that? You wouldn't know. He's definitely putting on an act.
He's
and again, he probably has raised hundreds and hundreds of million dollars Spinal cord research. It's probably a worthwhile thing to do because people do break their backs and get paralyzed. And the body is such a magnificent machine. It's pretty impossible to duplicate its functions.
You betcha. And it will repair itself. Here we go. Come on, a bit more. Come on.
Yeah, and one more thing.
Now, when you look at films like Platoon and Philadelphia, Lorenzo's Oil, you realize the power of film.
Okay, the power.
To present painful but important issues to the public. So here are just a few more of the motion pictures that have courageously put social issues ahead of box office success. They've enlightened us, they've challenged us, and they've given us the opportunity to learn.
I think, the more and more I look at that, I think it's a bit fraudulent.
You think? Well, yeah. But the AIDS virus, the HIV hoax, whatnot, it has brought billions of dollars, government dollars, money you might not agree to spend as a taxpayer, into the scientific research community. Now, there's no way as a scientist you are going to even try and stop this massive money flow. It's just too much money.
Like are you said, stopping a freight train. You said stopping a freight train.
Well, it's like stopping a tsunami. Why would you?
A tsunami, yeah.
What are you going to do? You're going to say, hey, you know, we're on the wrong track. I think all this money coming in is a waste of money and time. No, I don't think so. No. It's just. You know, you're just humans do not do anything against their self-interest. And if you're a scientist benefiting from all this research money, even
like
if you're
jumping
researching
out
nonsense.
Any window that's more than, what, three stories up? Yeah, you don't jump out.
You're not going to do it.
No, you're a good man, Ab. I need another tune.
All right, go ahead.
No, give me one.
Play the beginning of the other video I put up, Ray Charles, What Kind of Man Is This? That's another uplifting song.
Oh, cool. All right.
It's at the very beginning. It's right at the very beginning. Just play that.
No, that's all right. But I didn't mean to knock you off your how long have you got?
I got a few more as long as you can stay sitting up. You're just waiting for your head to crash into the keyboard at any time.
Crash into the keyboard. No, that's all good. All good. I told you. I said it. We were just going to have a nice little pleasant. Oh, look. Alden Bond. Alden Bond's. Yeah, maybe he'll come and join us. We like him. Here we go. So let me click that one there. Yeah, so we might get. Here we go. So let me just click the.
Time Grammy Award winner, the legendary Ray Charles.
I'll be back. Call me. Thank God it's still fun. Come on, join us, guys.
Must be the Lord.
You hear me?
Wherever I go. Oh, yeah. Oh, what kind of... I don't know.
What kind of man is this?
I want to know. Oh, oh. If I feel
what kind of man is this?
Ah. Yeah, what kind of man?
What kind of man?
Yeah, let me.
How about
I know.
What kind of man?
Yeah, I'm dying for me, you.
It is 9/11, 2016. It's 10/11. Oh my God, I got the date wrong.
Come on now. I'm not the baby Lord. I know. Yeah. Let me say it now. What kind of man you know what it walk like? I tell y'all. You see a chocolate. Jesus, and they
there's Ray. Good old Ray. Getting an old girl to him. I hope people don't mind.
No, nobody minds.
By the way,
do you want me to put more of it on or not?
Oh, that was the end of the song. That's it. I'm looking at the, I think it's a full moon, which is about 30 degrees off the horizon in the west.
Right now?
Right now. Do you have
Chrissy,
a full moon
Chrissy,
there?
Chrissy, I'm going to ask my wife. Go out. Can you see the moon?
It looks like a full moon today.
Right. Now, if I can see the moon and you can see the moon, there's got to be a problem, right?
I think so.
Well, I'm on the east coast of Australia.
Yeah, and I'm not.
And you're on the east coast of
No, I'm in the middle of North America.
Middle of North America. Okay. All right. I'm gonna go. Do you want me to go out there? I'll have to play a song if I'm gonna go out there. Give me a song.
Moon River.
All right. I don't care. I'll play. Whatever. Anything.
Oh, what is that?
Anything you want.
Oh, let me think. Wait. What's her name?
No, you're right. No,
her name is, Lorraine Segato. She's in a band about, Feet of the Moon. I gotta look it up though. Let me look it up.
Send me the link.
Hold on. Lorraine, what band was she in?
Pop rap, best known lead singer is, I've got it already.
She was in the Parachute Club. That's the name of her band.
Yeah, the Parachute Club. Yeah.
Let's get the name of the song. Parachute. Yeah. She was kind of cute in a sort of funky way.
She is cute, and she's got cute lips.
Yeah. I wonder if she injected them. look up Parachute Club, Feet of the Moon.
Okay. Parachute Club. What? Feet of the Moon.
Something of the Moon. Not Rise Up, that's her hit, the Parachute Club.
You don't want that one.
It is 1985.
I've got it. Here we go. Yeah, you want this one?
It's moon. And go look at the moon.
I told you already. Like, me and you are best friends now.
We always have. Oh,
hold on. I've got 15 seconds
puppet.
Of ads.
Ads.
Ads. You know, bloody.
There's probably almost no chance you've heard this song before.
Oh, this sounds great.
Yeah,
oh, man, this
like
sounds
it.
So 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this sounds so 80s. Yeah, I love it. All right, Ab. Look,
all right.
Let's continue on. Look, let's let everybody know that you are more than welcome to come and join us. Here we are on fakeologist.com. How do you come and join us?
Is there anyone in the chat?
All you got to do is just download to your app, the app, or whatever it is to your phone, fakeologist.ddns.net. And, come and join us.
Well,
and
you're kind of confusing
time.
It a bit. Just go to fakeologist.com/audio chat and figure it
you
out.
You bet. All right, here we go. Fakeologist.com. Here we go. Parachute Club.
Good. It's not that great a song. It's okay. Did you see the moon?
Go again?
Did you see the moon? Did you check it out? Is it there?
Yeah. I got to tell you, I didn't see it.
All right. Okay. Well, I don't know where
it is.
I've
got to be the honest truth. I can't say it.
Well, obviously you are upside down on the other side of the world then.
Are we on a world? I don't know. I don't want to get into that horrible conversation.
All right.
Because you know we're gonna get someone call in like John Lebon.
No. Have you guys made up yet? Let's talk about drama.
No. I think we'll make up when we meet in real life.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He came storming into this audio chat and stormed out.
Well,
you sent him to his room, room 9.
Well, that's his problem, not mine.
Oh, I know. It's interesting, though. I haven't seen much action from him lately. Has he gone quiet, huh? Talk about going quiet.
Well, let's have a look. Let's go to his website. Let's have a look right now.
Maybe I'm just not getting the updates.
I don't know. Let's have a look. Let's go to johnlebon.com. I'm not huge. I'll help him out. Just like I'd help you out. Here we go. So what's his latest effort? ALB Select 06, what is it, Heading Out or something, is that, can we play that? And then he's got Heliocentris versus John Lebon.
He's got 11 responses. That was an old audio.
Yeah, should we play a bit of that one?
Sure.
Okay, it's got 11 responses on that one. What is it, 11 thoughts on Heliocentris versus JLB. Should I read them? Okay. Funny how, I don't know if I should read. Let's just play a little bit of, what's he getting at? I don't even know. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah,
3, 4, 1.
I'm here.
Yeah, I know you. Wait for John to come. I don't know what he's actually.
Are you a member of his paid site?
No, I'm not.
All right.
I'd easily give him. This is not working.
You give him some beer money?
I would easily give him. But let me. I was randomly invited to a live Google Hangout with an all-star cast of prominent pro-scientism, including Sean Hufford, Red's Rhetoric, and Atheist Rex. What followed was a classic example of what happens when a group of scientism spruikers have their beliefs challenged by a genuine skeptic. Obviously, what John is, this podcast features the relevant audio from the Hangout, as well as a brief review recorded on the 6th of October, 2020.
Sorry, 6th of October, what year?
Well, let me just put it back to Mike. Yeah, it's not going to work tonight.
All right.
2016. Okay. Yeah, 2016, yeah.
Oh, he had a recent chat about it. Okay, I thought it was an old
one. Yeah. Hold on, let's see if I can get it going here. Why the hell is this not working?
Oh, but I think the audio
hold on.
I've got to
click allow. I've got to click allow. Here we go. Yeah, I think it's going to work now. Keep going, Ab.
I think his audio was from.
Here we go. Just a tiny bit.
October 6, 2016. What you're about to listen to is from a live Google Hangout, which took place on July 2, 2016. In other words, I'm recording this intro about 3 months after the hangout in question. I've been wanting to revisit this broadcast for some time, and once you've finished listening, I think you'll see why. Put simply, the genuine skeptic is like an intellectual martial artist. He knows how to use every single offensive made by his opponent against his opponent. He knows when to duck, when to weave, and when to counter. He knows how to use his enemy's apparent strengths, such as size or weight, against him. If he is active in the sport, he constantly works on his own weaknesses. If he is also trained in the art, he knows only to use his powers for good. If he is at one with the philosophy, he is at peace with the world. The analogies go on and on. I personally still have a lot of improvement ahead of me, as do we all. The system we were born into and raised to be part of intentionally trained us to be the opposite of skeptical. Like muscle memory, these bad intellectual habits we learned in school and through TV can take a lot of time for us to even realize, let alone attempt to rectify. We are trained to believe that rote memory of words in a book constitutes knowledge. We're trained to believe that
which is kind of funny because when it comes to John Levine,
yeah,
he's a bit rote memory guy.
Yeah, he gets all his facts pretty good. Yeah,
but rote memory.
Yeah,
he doesn't like or maybe he does use them. What do you call it? As weapons.
Yes.
Yeah. It'd be nice to have him back. Oh, it'd be nice to have him here tonight. How's my audio? Is it still coming through? Clear?
Yeah.
Clear as a bell?
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have, let me just, go on Skype and I'll Skype him and see if he, are you keen for a chat with Jono tonight?
Your show.
My wife's saying no.
Well, then you have to listen to your wife.
Should I bring her on? Do you want to come on? And she said no. She said no. Fuck off.
She's
I don't
quiet.
Want
she's the quiet type.
All right. All right. Well, how about another tune or anyone? I'm in.
Is there anyone John in the LeBron. Chat right now?
Yeah, yeah. Let's have a look. Do-do-do-do-do-do. I want to play. It's no fun being an illegal alien.
Huh?
Where are we? I don't think anyone's up for any action tonight. So it's just me
in there. Who's in the chat, though?
All right, let's just have a look.
Press the number. How many people are in the chat? Number.
All right, okay. Well, give me.
Click the number, old boy.
All right.
Okay. Come on.
Old boy's with you. Don't worry. Okay, give me a second.
You're following the baseball.
Oh, yeah. Your Blue Jays are down by two. Cleveland are up to.
What do you think? Are they gonna
you guys? Yeah.
Or how are they going to engineer it?
I don't know exactly how they're going to engineer it. Look, I'm just trying.
Are you of the opinion that Major League Sports entertainment being the key word, is it fixed?
Yes.
Well, how
could it not be?
How do you predict they're going to fix this one? Now the Blue Jays will have to win. They still have to win four. Are they going to go down 3-0 and then take the next four and win it all?
No, mate.
Are they going to win?
No, because I'm not on the inside. I guess our
predictions are kind of.
Here we go. We got some from Walden Pond. What's that? Let's click that. See if that's something worth playing.
Is that audio?
Kate Bush Pie or something. Have you ever heard? How long does this go for? Have you ever heard Kate Bush Pie?
Kate Bush Pie.
Yeah. Have you ever heard this? All right.
I don't know.
This is from our good friend the typo error. Let me play.
I call
this.
Him audio error.
Audio error. Yeah, that's right. Let's play this. It only goes for 3 minutes. Here we go. Psychologist.com. Hi. Kate Bush. Hi. Go to mute, Ab.
time sensitive man with an obsessive nature and deep fascination for numbers. And a complete infatuation with the calculation of time.
fakeologist.com. What do you reckon?
You reading pie?
How good was that? How good was that? How good was that? How good was that? Fakeologist.com. I do think we actually have. What have we got? We do actually have Tybo with us. Let's grant him talk power. How are you, Tybo?
The old cave mush pie.
There you are. How you doing, brother?
Ooh, you're very loosey, I can barely hear you. She got that wrong, you know, Rolo. Did you listen to the words, as they say?
Go for it.
I'm inebriated, as you can tell.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't really can hear me now. I'll turn you up a bit. Leaving the past behind. Dynamic puttery for night people. Can you hear me?
Can you hear him?
Yes, I can hear him. Audio error, I hear you.
Anyway. Listen, I can hear the creaking yourself. I'll have to mute Rolo if you can't hear me.
There you go. He's been, you've just muted him. Yeah. Well,
I can't hear you now. Oh, unmute the microphone on the current connectors.
Just get on with it. Oh, what have you got to say?
Bit right. Ooh, talk about nearly 10 subscriptions. So subscribe. Estimated bit right. 5 points.
Yeah, I had to revoke his talk power.
I think so.
Yeah. We'll let him get back there. I actually did enjoy that song. Well, I do like Kate Bush. And I do like fakeologist.com. I like the songs that you which you put to air. Yeah. That you want. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I have good taste.
I think we were going to have a just a quiet night tonight. Basically, not too much right in the face of what do you call it, the powers that be. An easy night tonight. What do you reckon?
Been a nice night. Had a good night so far. You're relaxed.
I'm relaxed. Yeah. How long you got?
Probably longer than you've got. How long have you got?
Well, give me another tune. Let's let's play another tune. Let's do Radio Rollo properly.
Yeah, you want to?
You can. No. Let's have a look. Gaddafi Duck. We've already gone through that, have we?
Yeah, it's been a slow week, man. I've been busy.
Yeah, you have. Yeah. And then the next one was, what was this? Taking the Rubble. No photography was allowed at Ground Zero.
That's a bit of a repost from Cruise Forum that the topic came up again about how the Rubble file photography. I like that word, photography, F-A-U-X, photography.
Yep. Yeah, folks. Yeah. Probably and the fake. Next one was Killing the Spirit. And let's read this. I love music. This is you.
Yeah, yeah.
I listen. Okay.
Go ahead.
Do you want me to read it or do you want to read it?
Oh, go ahead. We've covered this already. This is an older, this is from a week ago, but it's just basically about
Killing the Spirit.
Read a couple lines.
All right. Okay. I love music. I listen to radio far more than, music than talk. Music usually makes you feel good, even if it's a sad song. It just feels good to feel, and the music helps to achieve this. Okay, so researching psychology is just the opposite. The eggs we find are to make us feel smarter than the rest who are busy worrying or feeling bad. Ab?
Well, what I was just saying is we find all these eggs, Easter eggs that confirm our bias, which the media is fake or lying to us. And that actually further isolates us from the herd, makes it more difficult to socialize. And it just ends up being a negative. That's what I was saying. All I was just trying to imply was listening to music lifts you up. Hey, listen, I wanted to switch subjects a bit. Last night, I follow a guy on YouTube called Aaron Dover. Okay. Now, he's allegedly a Brit who lives in Thailand. And he's allegedly looking into the flat earth and whatnot. But he's not really talking much about the flat earth like most flat earthers. He talks about everything else, stuff we like to talk about, which, of course, lends credence to Simon's talking about them being discredited by association. Anyway, every now and then, this guy does a lot of discussion about a lot of things. And he's recently talking about energy, again, my pet project. He's talking about how he thinks that there's enough electricity in the atmosphere to just simply put up large, tall towers and high-tension wires, which we call our grid, to capture the energy. We don't need power plants. Now, I disagree with him for the most part, and I'm not sure if he's just trying to muddy the water by saying that even coal plants aren't real. Now, I disagree totally with that. I think coal is real. Real fires turn real turbines that create real magnetic fields that create electricity. I believe all of that. I just don't believe in nuclear power plants or nuclear anything, including science. And the atomic theory, if you want to get right down to it.
Go for it.
Anyway, yep. he's another Jew basher, which makes me curious as to, well, that's sort of a sign that he's trying to discredit by association in another way. By any time something goes wrong, he discredits the Jews for doing it. So that makes me suspicious of him as well.
Uh-huh.
But he posted a link to a video on the BBC, which I watched last night, and I found quite fascinating. And it was basically about genetic testing and how they've created a genetic test now for Down syndrome that's 99.9% effective and non-invasive to the woman. And it was quite a touching documentary about a woman who is actually in the media, sadly, in the filmmaking business. But she said this was her first documentary she ever made. And it was quite touching. And it really spoke in a way she probably didn't realize to the theory of eugenics, which, of course, is to make the perfect human being with selective breeding. Now, I believe selective breeding is real. We can take the best dog from a species and mate it with another best dog and make probably another best dog. Of course, it's mainly done with horses, where they take the best horse, breed it with the best other horse, and make another best horse. I think it works most of the time. I don't think the science about how that works is really real, including genetics. I'm not sure I believe in the double helix or any of that at all. But there is something going on when you select a breed. Anyway, the movie really was to question whether it's a great idea to selectively breed human beings, including getting rid of any potential defective human before they're even born. And if you like documentaries like I do, then I suggest going to morab.fakeologist.com, moreab.fakeologist.com, and looking up this video about selective breeding and Down syndrome. And it's quite interesting. It's a touching film, and I recommend if people are interested in the whole idea about the future of humanity, which will probably be selective breeding, then they might want to watch this film.
Yeah. So morab.fakeologist.com. And morab.fakeologist.com. And, yeah.
Very interesting film about how they have selectively bred Down syndrome out of Iceland, a small country.
Because Down syndrome is trisomy on the 23rd chromosome, as we all know, right?
I think that's the 21st chromosome. But I might be wrong.
23rd.
It is the 23rd. Interesting how... Now, like, do you believe in the genetic theory? It is just a theory.
I've got a young Down syndrome child that lives two doors up from me. Yeah.
And you will want to watch this movie, and you might want to show it to their parents. It's very touching.
Yeah. He's a 30-year-old man, and he just... He's got a baby doll that he clutches. It's sad.
Yeah. Very well, sad. There's different levels of mental disability with Downs, of course.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe you got, well, you know.
Well, no, I don't think I've got it because, I mean, when you've got Down syndrome, you just know it's just like the big tongue and that funny looking face. But, Oh, the poor things. I don't know.
Is, do you think they should be selectively bred out of existence?
Well, that's a good question, isn't it? Isn't it that we?
Not even a question. Yeah. It's happening right now. It is happening already.
Right. We shouldn't allow them to breed.
No, we shouldn't allow them to be born. Forget the breeding. They won't even be born.
Okay. I don't know anything about how they
would look into
would
the
know.
Look into the history of eugenics. Like, it comes out of London,
right?
The,
yeah, well, look, I went to school with them. They're nice people, but they're very, very simple. It's like being, I think sometimes being vaccinated when people are normal people, and then not once you've been jabbed, killed my grandfather.
Some people think that they're constantly trying to look into alcoholism and whether it's a genetic thing, whether it's a disease. Sure. They want to do whatever they can to monetize it, basically. Monetize it by causing it and monetize it by curing it. That's how business works.
All right.
There is a school of thought that says that it's genetic, if you believe in genes at all. Therefore, maybe one day in the future they'll be able to see or make up a story that it's a genetic mutation. And if they see the alcoholic tendency, then people will be selectively eliminated before they're even brought into this world. And no.
What do you reckon, Tybo? Is there any? What do you reckon, Tybo?
Full moons affecting
alcoholism. An answer to that?
No, because it's a part. See, I was going to suggest to Rolo, because
he just had
pie, being Rolo 22, there's a lot of this gematria goes on, eh?
Yeah, keep going.
I've got a couple down in the... Yeah. No, not in the freezer, in the cupboard. In the what? No,
22 divided by 7
them up,
is about, pie.
Yeah
22 dozen. By 7, you're right. Yeah.
Stay cool,
22
then.
By 7, yeah.
And there's a lot of this...
according to Miles Mathis,
equaling
letters, which is a mind-numbing conversation over on Clues Forum.
And the more people look at it,
Typo, what do you have? Have you got a tune for us?
A well-known professor in this artist, so I suggested, just because of happenstance and all that,
a tune.
You're kidding, man?
Yeah, come on, we've got all night.
I think we're gonna have to.
Good golly, Miss Mike.
Go off and shut it down and research the alcoholic chromosome.
All right, yeah. Research the alcoholic. Good golly, Miss Molly, he said. Have you ever heard that song?
Sure.
We hear it. Let's let him back. Come on, he's a good
about,
man.
Why don't we end it with
Anything
Mr.
You want.
Blue Sky, ELO? Do you like that one?
ELO what?
Mr. Blue Sky.
Mr. Blue
Talking
Sky.
Talking about a lot of blue.
Yeah, for sure.
Anything
Blue
you Sky mine. How about Mr. Blue Sky? I don't know what these guys are talking about. Mr. Blue Sky, whatever he's talking about, is a pretty good tune. We could end it on that if you want. It seems like you're slowly fading on us, my man. I don't want to overstay our welcome, as we say in the radio business.
You betcha. All right, Mr. Blue Sky, ELO.
Mr. Blue Sky, yeah.
Yeah.
I know it's a good song because I did listen to it yesterday.
Yeah. Okay, so hold on. Let me just cue this up and let's before I let's let him back.
He's way off.
So I'm
tonight.
Just listening to a whole bunch of ads. Okay, so we'll go. we'll go out with this one.
I think so. I think you're tired.
All right, man.
I can hear it. I can hear it in your face.
Okay, let's just let All Mate back just for one minute.
We'll close the curtains on the puppet show.
We will. Let me Granny Talk Power. Hey, we're going to go out with Electric Light Orchestra. Mr. Blue Sky.
I ain't got any clue how much shit this. I'm just putting...
Sing it up. Can you hear us?
What? I'll tell you what. If they had champagne that was mint flavored, you'd drink it, wouldn't you?
Keep going. So we're going to play Electric Light Orchestra, Mr. Blue Sky, to go
I'd
out
drink
with.
Drink anything but this.
Can you hear us? Can
never
you hear us?
Anything like it. Unfortunately, I only made it, Alan.
I don't think you can hear us, Ab.
No kidding.
I'm drawing.
Goodbye.
Yeah. All right. Let's just revoke. All right, Ab, thank you for the pleasant chat this evening.
Yeah, have a nice sleep. Go look for the moon if you can see it.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. We'll go out with ELO, Mr. Blue Sky, and Ab. Hopefully, yeah. You know, we'll talk again.
I think so.
Yep. I hope so. So here we go. Yeah. So Ab, any last final words?
Not really. Just enjoy your week.
Just enjoy my week.
Enjoy all the audios and whatnot I post. I'm still listening to Lift the Veil.
Yep.
That funny guy, and he's got a cute girl named Jay. They're sort of an interesting comedy couple.
Uh-huh.
Still listening to Pockets of the Future.
Sure.
Still listening to a YouTuber named Mike Martin. He's sort of a funny guy in Vancouver I listen to on YouTube. Talk about real estate. Some very interesting audio. I finally figured out a way. If anyone's interested, you can contact me at fakeologist.com contact/contact. I figured out an automated way to subscribe to people on YouTube, take the audio, and send it right to my phone automatically.
Automatically, you call it.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyone wants to know how to do that, contact me. It's kind of interesting because you can't watch YouTube on your phone while you're driving. It's not safe. But you can listen to it, though.
I'm at fakeologist.com.
That's right. And look forward to maybe talking to David Crow and other people. Lots of people.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's what's going down.
That's it. What's one going down?
All right. Mr. Blue Sky, nice chatting with you, old man.
Excellent.
Enjoy.
I am an old man, and so are you. So
yes,
here we go. We're going to go out with the ELO. Thank you, Ab. Mr. Blue Sky. You're a good man, Ab. And look, we'll do it next week, huh? Next week?
Oh, every time.
Yep. Next week. Okay, here we go. Fakeologist.com. Here we go. Bum 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 ba dum bum ba dum ba dum ba dum. ELO. Fakeologist.com. Over now.
Shoulder, never mind. tell us why.
You had to hide away for so long.
Hi, this is Errol C., and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio.